Blog Talk Radio.
Dennis Lattis. Dennis Lattis. Dennis Lattis. Dennis Lattis. Let's go.
Another week, we getting it in. We doing it big, man. We trying to get the studio together, man. Man, we about to have a big, big, nice little show, man, today, man. I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm so excited. I don't even know what to say, man. I'm just sitting up here, man, trying to figure out how to intake everything that God has embraced me, man. You know what I mean? I'm just so happy, man, to just be here, man, just trying to get everything together, man, and just staying focused, man. You know, my mentality right now is just on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank all my co-workers, man, everybody for supporting me. You know, I got to send a shout-out to my boy Jose Rallone, man. What's up, Famo? Good shout-out, man. I'll try to get that little Ace Award nominee, you know what I mean? I want to say what's up to my boy Vinny, you know what I'm saying, Vincent. He said he's going to tune in. My boy Darius Brown, Tina Means. I want to send a big ups to my Pastor Mo, Gerard Lamore. You know, so I'm just getting all my shout-outs in the beginning because later on, the show is going to be so epic right now, man. We're going to do it big. You know what I mean? So what I'm going to do is right now, you know how I do it. I always play a little music before we get it in. And, you know, so then I'm going to bring in my first caller. You feel me? So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Let's go. Okay, that's the wrong song. Let me go ahead and do this right quick, man. I'll be right back. Okay, man. I'm sorry for the little delay, man. You know, I had to make sure everything was good, man. Get everything on point. So, you know, this little show here that we got going on today, I see people calling in already. Man, I ain't seen the phone lines light up like this in a minute, bro. You seen the phone lines light up like this, Case?
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, man, this really big. So they got their mans in. Let me see who I got on the line first, man. We got my boy Prince Ghost. We got Prince Ghost in the building, Joe. What's up, Prince Ghost? You online, bro?
Man, I'm here, Ghost. Deal.
What's up, man? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling cool, man. Trying to survive, you know, usual.
Yeah, man. I just want to say, man, it's an honor, man, to have you on the show, man. And, you know, man, this here, man, the topic, man, that we got going on here, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like real big for Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Because you can hear, like, a lot of little bad stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, man, it's really a question, you know what I'm saying? Is it true what they say about hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of stuff that you could go with the angles on that, you know what I mean?
Truthfully, man, it's like you get – the whole thing of it is like it's too many street – I don't know if I'm – it's too many street niggas trying to rap. So what they doing is they, you know, tainting hip-hop with negative, you know, vibe. You know, the whole little thing is just a negative vibe. They taint it with a negative vibe. Everybody want to talk about cocaine, killing each other. That's basically what's going on. And, you know, they disrespecting each other's nation. And that's how they doing it now. Instead of seeing each other on the streets, they taking it to, you know, hip-hop, which shouldn't be. If you're gonna keep it street, keep it street. Don't put yourself on blast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or on a record. You know what I'm saying? That makes yourself you snitching on yourself. If you do anything, you snitching on yourself. So you know if you're gonna keep it cheap, keep it in the street. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring it towards YouTube or any other social site that's going on out here because you're making it look bad for people who really do like hip hop and got love for it. Because not everybody looking at everybody that rap as a thug. Or just carrying themselves to harm somebody. So, you know, that's what's really going on.
Okay. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm glad you did raise that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the snitching part, I'm glad you raised up the part, man, as far as, you know, everybody harming each other. You know what I'm saying? Because it's questions, man, that I do have to ask, man, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, the way that it is now, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, is the rap, is it just turning to straight games? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The affiliation on it, man, because, you know, I was listening to, you know, they got that Meek Mill, Meek Mills and Cassidy, man, they got that little beef going on. And one thing that Cassidy did say, man, that was kind of smooth, he said, man, I rap and I will battle somebody, man, but right now, the way the game is going, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you rapping, it ain't like a rap battle no more. When you rapping, it's like you going against affiliation of the hoods, man, because it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? If I say something that come at you in a bad way, a cat will get kind of sensitive, or if it don't be the cat, like if me and you arguing and then you got a rap battle, it won't be me and you that's on the sensitive level. It's the people in the camp. You know what I'm saying? They want to get at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's going on, man. It's basically like ain't nothing hip hop, everything is street. Everybody got a point to prove. You know, it's a pride thing going on right now.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying, man. Okay, well, man, you know what, man? Like far as the I want to say, you know, I guess the pride issue, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess everybody got to be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you say pride, does it mean like, you know, is are they sticking together with they clique, or is it more so just pride?
Yeah,
it's
more so with the cliques, you know. Whatever you clique you riding with, you know, you got to have pride for. You got to stick out and stand for. Whatever hood you from, that's who you sticking out and stand for. And, you know, once you sticking out and stand for it, you know, you're going to take it towards rap, and it's gonna turn into something violent at the end because somebody's going to say something disrespectful.
Wow, man, that's... You know, it's like, okay, so I see what you're saying, too, on your point, man. You know, it's so kind of hard to really kind of iterate on it, man, because when you look at Chicago, man, you know, I think back, like, when you think about rap back in the days, you think about, like, Common Sense, you know what I'm saying, Twista, Crucial Conflict, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, now you got, you know, who the Chief Keef, you got the Bo Deals, you got the Killer Clan, you got, I mean, I know that's the same thing. But you got a couple other cats, King Louie, you know what I'm saying, that I'm getting familiar mm-hmm. with now, you know what I mean? And the way that the rapper is totally different, it's like, I can't say that, you know, back then it was better because now, because the way the generation changes, so the music gonna change, period. You know what I mean? But my whole point is, you know, do the music have a meaning now behind it? You know what I'm saying? Is it more that it's going to sell more with the violence? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or do it sell more with just somebody talking about a female in a club drinking a popping bottle? What you think?
Well, at the end of the day, there's no meaning towards, like, anything of this shit but money. That's the only meaning towards anything right now, but... I mean, but as far as anything that they saying, no, there's no meaning. I mean, it's just, I mean, all you're doing is downgrading. You downgrading everything. And it's no uplifting in the music, period. You know, when Common and them did music, it was more of, you know, I had something to say. I got to talk about my neighborhood. What's going on with, you know, poverty? You know, why is our lights getting cut off? Why is the police harassing us? You know, what's going on with the shootings? It was more of, you know, we had something to say. Now it's just, it's more bragging than education. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they bragging about negative, you know, things that we don't need to be thinking about right now. It's too much going on in the world right now for us to be just stuck on one topic.
Right. Wow. I got you. I see what you said. So it's really whatever they tell you, this is what you got to rap about or whatever comes to mind. It's pretty much like the Joneses. Whatever's hot right now, that's what people mm-hmm. want to rap about that. Okay. I got you. I guess, let me ask you a couple of questions then, man. You know what I'm saying? We can see what's going on with it. I'm going to it. Let me see. Okay. What is trap music?
Trap music is basically, you know, in the new generation, trap music is basically talking about drug dealing. You know what I'm saying? You know, trap houses, that's the drug house. You know, it's just a new term. You know what I'm saying? Same shit, new term, you know?
Okay. All right, so we got that. Okay, now, popping Molly. What is popping Molly?
Popping bottles is like going in the club, you popping Grey Goose, you popping...
Molly's.
Molly's. Yeah. Man, you already know what the Molly's is, man. It's basically just a bunch of drugs in one pill.
Okay.
Yeah, a gang of drugs.
See, the reason why I asked, man, what Molly's is, because I was like, okay, I heard of the blue pill. You know what I'm saying? Was the X, but now they got the Molly's, they got this going on. So I'm like, okay, what is this? And so they kind of like promoting that. You know what I'm saying? Real hard. You know what I'm
saying? They promoting you to kill yourself, man. I mean, at the end of the day, man, you putting this basically chemicals inside your body that you don't know about. That's, you know, destroying your brain cells, destroying your liver, your kidney, your heart. It's slowing you up, slowing you down, and you know. Popping that shit gonna kill you, man.
I feel what you're saying, bro. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's like herbs, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna get into the drug thing. I'm gonna stick strictly on the hip hop, you know what I mean? Let me see here, man. What I wanna do right now is, man, I wanna kinda, you know what I'm saying, talk about your music a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You tell me, I'm attracted, I'm gonna play for you, man. You just tell me what it's about, and then we can just, you know what I'm saying, listen to it. Going ham. What is Going Ham?
Going Ham is basically, man, just me just sexually going in on my woman, you know. That's basically what that is, man. Just giving her what she want, you know. Whatever she like, I'm just telling her how it is. I hide him in the bed just to be some animal. I'm Going Ham.
Okay, all right, cool, man. Well, I'm going to play that track real quick, man, and just see, you know what I'm saying. And you know, I'm going to see what it is, man, if I can feel it, all right?
All right, for sure.
Right, check it out, man. It's Going Hammer. That's Prince Ghost and your boy Jess B. Featuring Jess B, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's check it out. Probably this here. All right, here we go.
The Architects.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
She texts me in the morning.
rough and need it now. So I came through to beat it down. She love it when I'm deep in pound. Baby, I'm a beast, girl. Girl. Yeah, I love it when she rides though. Grabbing on my chest, moaning loud as her eyes roll. Bouncing on it like she putting on the live show. Soaking wet while I'm chilling, it's the dive. I'm a nut, huh? Yeah, girl, psycho and killing like Jupiter Simmons. All that I know, I'm a freak, yeah. I love to eat that pie slow.
That man, I'm
feeling that track there, dog.
Well, for sure, Joe. Hey, man, what's up? I see you smiling over there, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Shout out, we are putting it down, man. We doing it big, man. I like that song, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just the talent that we have, man. You know what I'm saying? You went in on it, man. It was pure. It was you going in. You're talking about a female, and you were doing your thing, man. But I'm gonna get on this next little track here for you, man. Let me see here. On this next track right here, it's called The Way You Are.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that one about?
That's basically telling you know, females, you know, you could be natural, man. It's basically giving them something positive. You know how most females look at movies or and see the stars and the glamour and they feel like they gotta, you know, wear the extra weave and the perm and the kinky twist. You know, you don't really need all that, man. Be natural, man. I like a female for her. Just, you know, be 100%. So I made a song for the females, man. I need to be natural, you know.
Okay,
keep
cool. All right, man. Go ahead. I'm just thinking you said be more pure with it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I tell you what, man. All right, the way you are, let's see what this is, man. All right. One for one right now. Here you go.
Now nowadays, when I look into your eyes, girl, pardon me when I hold you and just cry, girl. Yeah. My girl, yeah, just plain gorgeous. Natural, it's like found in the rainforest. Yeah. The way you smile make me wanna just paint gorgeous. Yeah. Set it up a display, now watch your name for it. Shouting numbers, yelling. Yeah. What can I pay for? River sea beauty is priceless. Who pays for it? I love the fact that everything about you authentic. You got the sharpest style, plus your walk vicious. Certified when you're strutting in that raw denim. Super stupid with minus the all this. Yeah.
I wanna take a second just to thank you for this blessing that you sent me. Amen, amen. Baby, I'ma cherish every moment you're with me. Girl, you ain't gotta change your hair. No, no, no. Makeup where I stare. No, no. All my outfits you don't wear. Girl, I love it just the way you are.
Columbine. And I can write about you daily and it's Columbine. Cause you are natural beauty like autumn time. Provable, you the unusual beautiful. From your hairstyle, your rare smile and cuticles. We belong as one, fusible. Immovable cause you suitable and it's neutral. Girl, who can do it like you been? Cool with an attitude sweeter than a fruit tree. No Gucci, no Louis, but you still catch attention like a movie. Never sold out like Tucci. That's why I love you so much like a groupie. You going hard without trying. UV. You You got it down to a T, no UV.
You gotta change your hair.
From every
angle,
no matter if you rock
your rainbow, your persona is hotter than a volcano.
You who these other brothers ain't for. Life stay green, but you can't go.
Can't go.
No knots, no tangles. We got you locked down like chains of the ankle.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I love you like you love me.
Love me.
I trust you like you trust me.
Trust me.
It does you like it does
me.
Got my heart racing and pacing, girl, when you touch me.
Oh, yeah.
You the realest and it's embedded in my head, cause these other girls synthetic.
And it's pathetic. You, and you're the truth, that's why I keep telling you. Girl, yeah. You gotta change your hair.
Your hair.
Makeup where I fell. Or my outfit you don't wear. Girl,
oh, man, Doc. Come on, man. Look, man, I'm going to give it up for you, Big Dog. That right there, man, that song there, man. Man, Ghost, okay. You talented, fam. You really talented, man. I mean, I'm glad to have you on my show, my dude.
Man, that's love, Joe. I'm glad to be on the show, man. You know, every opportunity is a good opportunity.
Yeah, man. You know, it's just, man, we keep on getting all this feedback, man. This negativity, man, on the news and everything, man. It's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got some good talent in Chicago, man, and that's why I said, man, is it true with what they say about hip-hop, man? That's one of the main reasons, man, you know, is it creating violence? You know what I'm saying? These two songs didn't seem like no violent songs to me. You know what I mean? So, you know, but that's just my opinion. You know what I mean? So what I'm going to do is, man, I'm going to keep you, man. Stay on the line, man. I'm going to bring another guest in, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to let my boy do his thing, man. But, man, Ghost, we're going to stay on the line, man, because we're going to have a round table in a minute with you. Okay, bro?
All right, for sure.
All right, man. My boy, Prince Ghost. Oh, man, Joe. Hey, man, I don't know about you, man, but I'm having fun. You having fun, Doc?
Yeah, sure.
Man, we doing it big, man. I feel like, man, I ain't going to say the other radio stations, but it feel good, though. Man, this next caller, man, my man's here, man. Not even a caller, a guest, man. It's an honor, man, to have my boy, man. None on the other than my boy Chicago, Chi-Town's very own, Peso. Peso in the building.
Peso.
What's up, Big Dog?
What am?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. Everything lovely, boy. Life is good. You breathing. You should feel good out here.
Man, I feel you, man. I just want to say, man, it's an honor, man, to have you on my show, too, man. I mean, you know.
it's an honor for you even saying it's an honor to me, boy. It makes me feel good out here. Straight up.
I feel you, man. I feel you, bro, man. I mean, it's just a thing, man, you know, like my title, man, the topic here, man. Is it true what they say about hip-hop, man? You know, that's my question to you, man. What are your thoughts first before I start asking any questions about that?
Hip-hop.
In Chicago.
I'm going to put it to you like this, though. Shouts out to the boy Ghost, too, Prince the Ghost. The boy summed it all up in one nutshell, you know. I mean, first of all, our city, we come from an Al Capone city, which, you know, that's not an excuse for the violence and stuff that we create. But at the same time, music is an emotion sometimes. You know, some of these guys ain't probably never held no gun, man. But they kind of express it through their music because this is what they see on a day-to-day basis, you know?
Right,
I was sitting on my porch one day, boy, and I heard these little guys talking, man, 12, 11, and only thing came out their mouth was, I changed one of y'all. I changed one of y'all. And it just had me thinking, you know what I'm saying? Because I got kids growing up. It's like, is this what our youth is coming to? And the guidance that we, you know, that the older heads got right now, you know, it ain't nothing positive going into them. So that's all they seeing, man. So that's all they going to rap about. If you don't see nothing else, you're gonna rap about what you see.
Right.
Now,
right
I wish
right.
we had more, you know, more positive going on in Chicago. You know, once somebody do good on the record, all the rest of the MCs get the hating and, you know, get the capping on them. Man, support that man. I support all my Chi-Town people that and put a word on one of these tracks that's trying to get some money and do something better with their life, man.
Man,
straight up.
I feel you, bro. I mean, man, that's the reason why, man, we got this show, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that was going to be my next question, man, but you kind of pretty much asked it, man. You know, it was basically what I was going to say was how can Chicago stick together, man? You just pretty much gave Chicago their props, you know what I mean? But if we could reiterate that word, you know what I'm saying? If we could reiterate that question, my bad, is if Chicago could stick together, what are your thoughts on that? Like, what would you do if you was a big time? Well, not even big time. Now, let's just say you get your own Jive Records or something like that. We're going to put it out there. Shout out to Jive. I'm just using it as an example. How would you handle it if it was Chicago? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it started from the ground up, man. Everybody got to put their differences aside, put, you know what I'm saying, put your gang aside, what you repping, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we trying to get Chicago on the map like the rest of these, you know, like New York. You know, everybody run to New York like they just the hip-hop moguls of this, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people coming from the Chi that did the same thing too, but they kind of push us to the back because all they see is violence behind us, you know. Even with New York, they got, you know, they backing and they got their commercial songs and they got violence too. But why is they in the forefront and we not in the forefront? You heard that song by my man Prince the Ghost. We got talent too, man. It's hit right in Chicago. We just need to put all our differences aside, man. Stick together and look for that top goal at the top of that ladder, man. Stop bringing each other down. I know a lot of guys that they got good songs, man. Put them on there. Get them that $2 million that they done gave my man. Get him some money.
You feel me? I feel you.
For
man.
Real.
You know?
Man.
Yeah, man.
I just looking that they gave, you know, the boy Trinidad James, man, that little change, man, for that little song. Ain't knocking a song or whatever, you know. It is what it is. But, I mean, put some of our songs out there, you know, put some of our people on and let us shine the light a little bit.
Man, I feel you, man. I mean, well, you know, with Trinidad James, man, I mean, big shout out to him, man. I'm going to be honest with you, man. When I heard that song, man, and when I saw him, I was like, man, he can't be. You know, I'm not trying to clown him or nothing. I don't know if that was a tactic or whatever, but he did grab the people, you know what I mean? And now he's supposed to be, you know, allegedly supposed to be getting sued because they say he looks like one of Martin Lawrence's characters. You know what I'm saying? But that was my first thought. I was like, man, he looks just like Ronnie Wrong. You feel me?
That's what I said, too.
But you know what, man? But shout out to him, man. I'm happy for him and his family, man, to get that money, man. They doing what they got to
do. Yeah, and it ain't no hate. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing we talking about right now. We're not hating. We just, you know. Just direct some of the attention towards some of my people way, you know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of talent in Chicago. When I first started doing this, I mean, I still think I'm the coldest in the world anyway. That's just how I feel about myself.
Right.
But I didn't see a whole lot of talent that I'm seeing now, man. These guys in Chicago, they hungry, man. We want it too, just like anybody else, man. So put our name out there. We're going to take it anyway, because Shout Artists on deck right now.
Man, you know what, man? What I say is, man, it's like you be taking words out of my mouth. So I guess this next question that I was about to ask you, I guess it's going to be kind of repetitious a little bit, because it was about to say is, you know, so what makes you different as a Chicago artist? You know what I'm saying?
I focus on me, you know. They say stay in your lane, you know. Don't be something that you not, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't did the street life shit, you know what I'm saying, partners. If you ain't did the street life thing, don't try to rap about it, you know, because first of all, you're not going to feel comfortable in yourself while you voicing that, while you behind that mic and you saying them things. I don't think you're going to feel comfortable in your own body, and that's just me. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing certain records because, you know, sometimes I just can't relate to it, but I can write it for somebody. I just feel
right.
like you need to do you. Me, personally, I'm going to do me regardless. I'm going to do my music. I feel like people love it already. So I just, you know, I stay in my body and stay in my lane.
Right, right. I feel you, man. Well, hey, man, I mean, I guess enough said with that, man. So what I'm going to do is, man, I'm gonna play a track for you, man. I'm going to set up here. Oh, okay, it's not. Okay, it's down low. Okay, I'll tell you what, man. We're going to wait for a second before we get done because, you know, we got a track in here, man, but it's a dirty version behind it, so I don't know if we can play that one.
That's all good. I sent you the queen, so we're going to do it both ways.
Right. Well, I mean, well, you know what I'm saying? I tell you what, man. This is how we're going to do it then. How can I put this, man? Final Level Records.
Shout out to Final Level Records, too, right now. Shouts out to the boy Extra, man, Don Pico, Genesis, Yamar, man, the whole everybody that support the boy Extra and Final Level. Man, that's what's up.
So basically, are you still affiliated with Final Level Records, man? What's going on with that?
All day I'm affiliated with Final Level Records. Whether he like it, whether anybody like it, you know, this is where we started. And me and the boy Extra, boy, we 15 year plus, you know. So shouts out to the man, you know, for going. He doing this little solo thing. And like I told him when we first started up, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna be Mr. Final Level, you know, till it's over, because I put my heart in the whole Final Level movement. You know, we brought people to the circle. We got a good little thing going over, so we ain't gonna never let Final Level go, you know. But I kind of branched off and, you know, started my own little thing called Different Caliber Music. Shouts out to the boy 40. You know, we trying to get something going over here with that too. But Final Level still in rotation. Don Pico. Like I said, shouts out to the boy Extra, man. We gonna support him in what he's doing. And, you know, that's what it is, man. We all going to be at the top of that ladder anyway, so I really ain't worried about it.
I guess, right.
For sure.
Well, I tell you what, man, you know what I'm saying? Peso, man, the name Peso. So is that like Peso is Mexican paper, Mexican coin? Well, I mean, how you say the name Peso, man? Are you African-American?
Right, not Mexicans. I ain't got no Guala Guala in me, but, you know, I just kind of urbanized it, you know. My whole mentality is, I mean, it's not just about money, you know what I'm saying? It's about a better being of oneself, a better life, you know. You see Peso, you just think, oh, the money. No, the money is the root of evil, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want a better life, though. Regardless,
right.
If it's spiritual, if it's financial, you know, it just mean all that in one ball, you know, and you know, the money too, absolutely, because it take money. So yeah, it's just all that in one ball, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Well, man, that's what we gonna do, man. I know we trying to grab some songs, man. I mean, if these church folks online, I mean, hey, man, I'm sorry, you know.
We love the church folks too.
You know what I'm saying? I
my mama probably
know.
Online. She a church folk. She probably
church
online
folk.
Too. Hey, mama, how you doing if you listening? We
yeah,
out here,
man.
Though.
Hey, mama. Hey, man, I'm going to play this track, man. This track fresh, man. It's the dirty version so we can get the version up there for you.
Okay, well, I mean, everybody just keep your eyes and ears open. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about this song, man, fresh, man. What is it about?
The song is just, I mean, it speaks for itself, fresh. I'm talking about my city. I'm talking about me. I'm just talking about just a whole, you know, you waking up in the morning feeling good about yourself, you know, like you, what's up? And that's why I derived to it. I woke up So I went downstairs. I got a jacuzzi in my basement. You know what I'm saying? Just hopped in that boy and hopped out feeling real nice. And that's how it came.
Oh, man.
That's how it came, boy. I went just like that. Went right to the booth and laid it, man. So it's my debut, man. I hope the whole city, the whole world that's listening, man, I hope y'all embrace it, though.
So I will. The building. Without further ado, man, we're going to play Peso Fresh. All right, let's check it
that's
out, bro.
Let's get it.
Yeah, Eastside, final level record.
I got him with this one.
Chicago, stand up.
Soundmaster, T. Sean Don on the beat. What am? I'm going to get my ducky on with this, you dig? What am?
Hey, talk to him. City be fresh,
okay.
My city be, my city, my city, my city be F R E S H E. City gon' hate you. My city be fresh. My city be, my city, my city, my city be fresh.
We ride colors and clean in the drop. White ones, white tees, wing ding in the night. On the scheme, y'all mean? That's a beam on the glide. Yo, lane the whip. The only time we lean. The rock, I got the yay cooking things in the spot. I ain't take culinary, but I'm mean with a pot. I'm just trying to get this cream, let a dream at the top. So I ain't trying to see the bing of the cop. We high, but we posted, getting hair from the chauffeur, from the bed to the sofa. The spread match the threads and the loafers. Me, I get a fed, then I poke her, push the head through the choke, grab my bread, kiss her forehead, and ghost her. If I had your hottie, partner body, pull up in the Maserati, make them go kamikaze. Grown man B.I., but still a body, some bodies, and we blow the perfume, get wasted and party like it's Lottie Dottie. F R E S H D. City's gonna hate, cause my city be fresh.
Okay,
my city be, my city, my city, my city be F R E S H D. City's gonna hate.
A pimp poppy, please. Peso stay on top of buns like poppy seeds. Hopping out the vessel, everybody wanna stop and see. Gucci on the 10, it's the reason why she jocking me. Everything I rock is mean. Collect shoes like a bitch. A nigga got more kicks than a soccer team. Pep in my step, death the only thing stopping me. The stones in the bezel make the haters wanna pop in me. Shades on my ass, the D&G's placed properly. We hustle from the blocks to the gig to ban property. Kill it if I cop a beat. Guido got a skunk smell, and it's the color Pennsylvania on Monopoly. Shattown Messiah, you can call me the prophecy. The Cluckers Mansion working bed, you should come and shop with me. There's lots of trees, lots of keys, pop a pill, rock a breeze, big fish, and a sufficient amount of box of bees. F R E S H D. City's gonna hate, cause my city be fresh.
Okay,
my city be, my city, my city, my city be F R E S H E. City gon' hate you. My city be fresh. My city be, my city, my city, my city be fresh.
Oh, Wizzy.
Oh, yeah, there we go, Dal.
Oh, Wizzy.
Did you hear it with that one, bro? Oh, man, Dal. You, man, this show is epic already, man. I mean, man, you know what, this is what we're going to do, man. So we don't have to kill no more time. Tell me about Reminisce, man. What's up with that?
Reminisce of the shot. Actually, boy, shouts out to the boy, your mom. Told him I was going to send that to you, man. That's a track, man. My man, he real Chi-Town rooted, man. He make a lot of Chi-Town, you know, positive tracks, man. And it's actually finna be a remix of this song, man. So I hope y'all kind of like this song, man, because I definitely want to go and grab Prince the Ghost, you know, if he's feeling it. And, you know, tell me what he think about it. I'm actually really not on the track yet. You know, I'm on a remix, but we going to debut the song right now. And, you know, be on the lookout for the remix, man.
Okay,
real
cool,
positive,
man.
Well, you know.
Yeah, let's check you out then, man. Here we go, Reminisce. Hey, so he's going to be on the remix, though. All right, here we go.
Hey, it's the homie Yamah. We doing this one for Chi-Town, man. My city.
Chi-Town, man.
Outside of the shop, the same land of Twister and the Kuzu would die. Where R. Kelly had it bumping God with that okay. And crucial conflict in the club smoking on hay. It's the land of Shot Town, so you know how we get down. Just sit back and relax, homie, and listen to the sound. We were lost, now we found. So, homie, don't get clowned. If you're not respecting my city, I'm gonna come around. The first thing on our mind is get the dough, and that's it. And you can tell a cat from the shot, but you can't tell him. I admit, cause in the shot, yeah, we got our own swag. And every person in Chicago thinks they're true. And even though they gang bang, we got so much in common. We just trying to protect our neighborhoods like Batman and Robin. Once you get the shot started, it ain't no way to stop them. I'm a representative of the shots. They go get them, I got them. You're mine. East of the shot, my whole crew, man, we thought we would fly. Come on and give us a try and find out that you're on the wrong side. We're jumping in love with, come on, it's time to take us a ride. South side, west side, who knows who the best? And even though we different, got our mutual respect. Cause at a very young age, you learn to stand on your feet. Can't stop a brother from Chicago when it's time to eat. Yeah, death before the honor. And when it's time to eat, we take bites just like piranhas and chill up in the sauna. And when the fall hits, that's when we stack chips for the west and the symbol. Remember, our temper has a tendency to get rid of enemies. We need to stop all the killing, cause y'all killing me. I'm trying to do deals, so shut down, please chill. How we gon' make deals if that's how y'all feel? Come on. In the name of love with our sisters, cause in the shot, we just looking for love. Take the microphone, finally, I got something to hug. And use my vocal accords to send a message to the Lord. It's gritty, like Father, why it's so hard in the city? And why'd you place us in the heart of the city? But I got some street sense, so I guess it makes sense. And it smells like incense, so sweet. Homie, man, don't sleep. And shot down in these mean streets, cause when that coat's slipping, that's when they'll creep. But in the summers, when we come together, cause we got better weather. And we do our barbecue thing and put away the sweaters. The cheddar comes off, then we stack green like Boston. And try to make sure that we don't end up in coffins. In shot down, we have no fear, cause staying alive in the shot is a job here. Yeah. Kiki Palmer, D Rose, one's for Chi-Town, man. Dwayne Wade, it's Shamar. Shout out to Common. Shout out to Psycho Drama, Kanye West, Lupe Fiasco. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac. Shout out to Bump, the Brat, Pico, Final Lover Click, Extra, Genesis, Peso,
Good Energy,
Peanut, Slickology,
Valentino,
107.5, 92, Auto Radio.
Hey, look, I had to cut on that part there, man. The last part was. You know what I'm saying? It was real good. You just start, you know, you start saying 97 point. You know what I mean? I can't.
Yeah.
No, shout out to them, man.
Shout out to everybody.
Hey, man, but I love it, man, because the way you brought it in, man, that song was like kind of, You know what I'm saying? That was like the good song, you know what I'm saying, to set it down with everything.
Loaded his clean version. I couldn't even get my clean version to upload, so y'all just pray for me, though.
Oh, man, you know what, man? It's cool, man. I mean, the people going to love you anyway, man. You know, what I'm going to do is here, man, I'm gonna take a nice little call, man, real quick. Let me see something here. Hey, yo, Ghost, you still online?
Yeah, I'm still here, Joe.
Okay. Peso, you online too now, right?
I'm on deck right here.
Okay, cool, man. Let me bring in one of these little callers here, man. Let me see here. Hey, I got another caller online. Caller, who is this? Is this JK? Justin? What's your name, caller?
JK, man.
JK, man, we got him on the line, man. I mean, hey, you got some questions for these guys here, man?
No, I see they doing their thing. Like, I'm really feeling Ghost and Peso. You know, I like that fresh song, you know what I'm saying? And the Going Hammer song, like, that's like more stuff that we, you know, we really need to get, like, into. Like most of these dudes is really on drill music, like, Keith and JoJo and them, like, that's what they was really on beefing. And then that's why a lot of young dudes and rappers now look at it like, you know what I'm saying, they want to hear, like, a lot of people on the Gotti and the Flocka and the Bodil and the Chief Keef and all that, you know, they forgetting about what the real rap was about. Like they forgetting about Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, Lupe. Like, Lupe is dope. He from Chicago. They forgetting about Common, you know. They really more on the you know, the Chief Keef, the JoJo, the Montana, you know. They on them right now. Like, that's the young dudes. You know, everybody looking at it like, you just get a cold beat and some nursery rhymes, you get on. Like, that's how they really looking at it. So, like, a lot of these dudes, that's how they really getting on, or that's how they think it is. And, like, y'all, like, going back to what y'all was saying, like, the neighborhoods that's beefing, you know, they bring it to the rap, which way, that's how they looking at stuff now. They looking at it like, all right, well, this dude just made a diss track about me. All right, we going to go shoot up his hood, then we going to rap about how we just killed him. You know, like that whole incident with Lil JoJo, you know, he was on Twitter and stuff before he threatened one of the Chief Keef homies. He threatened him, then hours later he ended up dead. Then Chief Keef tweeted about him being killed, you know. Then they just start up a whole little more rapping and stuff about it, like, you know.
Well, you know what, man? Well, I mean, to cut you off, man. I mean, I you know, that you know, Chief Keef and, you know, and everything that's going on, I mean, that's some real seriousness, you know what I mean, on it. You know, shout out to the JoJo family, man. You know, our praise goes up to him, you know what I'm saying? Chief Keef, you know, there's a lot of things, man. I mean, honestly, I like Chief Keef, you know what I'm saying? Chief Keef is real cool. I mean, even though they say, you know, the music that brings the violence, the murder music, this is what people are listening to now. You know what I'm saying? This is what they want. So it's kind of like they created them, you know what I mean?
Right. And then, like I was going back, I was saying, like, you know, that's what people want to hear now. They don't really, you know, they want to hear about popping mollies and how they going to run up and shoot. Like, that's what they want to hear right now. So that's what, obviously, people going to get them, and that's how they see, like, that's how I'm going to get my money, because that's what people want to hear. That's what they own right now. They want to hear that, you know, they want to hear that love, salsa, you know, the bang bangs and all that. They want to hear all that. Because, you know, that's what people own. Like Chicago, you always see about the murders and the violence. You know, that's what they're bringing all the music to now, because that's what everybody want to hear. They want to hear about the drill music.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know so much about the music. How old are you, man?
I'm 17.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So it kind of speaks, you know what I mean? So I kind of get where it's coming from with that, man. But, you know, JK, man, you be easy, man. We're gonna take some more calls, man. So I'm going to keep you on hold for a little bit. We'll bring you back to the next seg, okay?
All right, bro.
Well, did y'all have anything that y'all want to say to JK Peso? Go.
I mean, I was just listening to the man, you know. I mean, he ain't said nothing wrong, though. That is what they want to hear, man. I mean, at the end of the day, though, like I said, you just got to stay in your lane, you know? You just got to stay in your lane, man.
Right. Yeah, I feel you, man. Well, look, man, I'm going to take one more call, man. Let's see here, man. What we got here? Caller Bree? Bree, CEO Bree, you on the line?
What's up,
Sweet Della?
What's good with it, man? How y'all
That's
feeling, man? How
good.
You doing?
The boss is in the building.
Okay, man. So what's up, man? You got any questions or you want to ask something, share your thoughts with the guys?
Yeah, I really want to go into the Chicago music is dead. What? Who said that? Chicago music is dead. I think that is so whack. I feel like a lot of times some of the people who have made it have not reached their hand back to help us out. So we are struggling. Like, that really kills me, but then they want to represent what they got put on it. I ain't mad at them because if you ain't getting no love here, why would you rep here? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it started at home. Rep everybody. I support everybody. It's nobody event that I won't go to. You know, I used to work with Dante Sane. I did a lot of different things with him, with the reawakening. And that's something I want to touch base on. Our kids are watching and listening to everything. Everything
yeah.
they see, they repeat. Everything they hear, you know what I'm saying, they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if we're not out here really shooting people up, we really shouldn't talk about it. And if you are shooting people up, you probably shouldn't be talking about it. I'm just saying I'm an up-and-coming musician, and I sing. And I want everybody to support me. Why? Because I love everybody. It's nobody out here that I won't come out and show love to. So I feel like it started at home. We have to show love here, and then we'll grow.
Right.
That's what's up.
Okay, well, I tell you what, Bree, man, you know, I'm trying to get you on, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to put you on hold. I'm trying to get a couple more calls in.
Okay.
Real quick, I'm going to bring you in on next seg, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, bro. All right, man. Hey, man, man, one of your boys, Peso, man, is on the line, man. Let me see. I don't want to mess up his name again. Yama?
Yama, huh? Yeah.
What's up, family?
The boy, Yama.
Yeah, man, he on the line, man. Go ahead, Yama. How you feeling, bro?
Yo, I'm feeling great, man. How y'all brothers doing?
Man, we hanging, man. I'm loving the show, man. Peso, Prince Ghost, man, they making a movement over here, man.
Yeah, you know what? I had the opportunity to hear both of their tracks, so shout out to Ghost, man. Definitely Peso, man. I mean, I'm just ecstatic, man. It's just here, people grinding, and people just representing Shoutown to the fullest, not selling out, and just speaking about what we know.
That's right. Man. Hey, man, that's, man. You know, like I said, man, with that topic, man, that we had, man, is it true what they said about hip-hop? I guess it's kind of proving me wrong, man, because I was thinking about the violent side. I was thinking about popping mollies. Now that I just got a class one-on-one from Ghost about what it's about, you know what I'm saying? So it really ain't really changed too much, you know what I'm saying? I know that they promoting the chronic, the blunts, the weed, and all that stuff. So I guess the new epic drink or the new epic, you know what I'm saying, I guess drug, whatever, kind of, you know what I'm saying, doing a little thing. But, man, but these tracks you guys played, man, I mean, that I just played for you guys, to the listeners, man, y'all really rocking it, man. Y'all really in Chicago, stand up, because I'm loving it, man. Y'all got me over here turning into a fan, and I can't even ask no more questions, man. I mean, Yamar, man, thanks for calling me, man. I hope I didn't mispronounce your name, man. I'm gonna stay on the line, man. I'm gonna try to get you in on the next seg, okay, bro?
That'll work.
All right, cool. Yeah, man. Prince Ghost and Peso, man. Y'all sending the lines up, man. I mean, we got so many people, man. The lines is just going ridiculous right now.
Hey, boy, you know, y'all look for that track with me and Prince Ghost on there. We're going to exchange some information, man, and see if we can link up and do something, man.
All right, cool, man. All right, man, that's what I'm talking about. Let me see here, man. Let me drop another call in real quick, man. Caller, who this? 773-655 number. Who that?
Sauce Boy.
Sauce. Don Pico in the building.
What's up, Pete?
What's good with it, boy?
Hey, man, what's going on with you, man? Final Level Records, huh?
Yeah, Final Level Records, man. Chi-Town in the building. Eastside all day, boy.
Know that. Man, dude, man, it's another epic, man. We're going to have to get you on one of these things, man, real soon. Man, is there something
you want to add?
Or you want to say something,
well, you
man?
Know, I was just listening, you know, to everything that was going on. I just want to, you know, commend you, brother, because you're touching on a lot of, you know what I'm saying, important detailed pieces that a lot of young people today just missing out on, man. And it's really up to us as, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Mentors and people of entertainment
right.
to kind of, you know what I'm saying, keep control of what's going on, man. But, you know, I just want to take my hat off to you, brother. I'm digging, you know what I'm saying, the way you're keeping it up as far as your, you know, convo and what you're talking about on your show, brother.
Man, thank you, man. I appreciate the love, man. I mean, you just don't understand, man, how I'm just so tired of seeing Chicago, man, getting on the map, man. It's killing us, you know what I mean? I know that we got people in here, man.
It's real reckless, brother, but you know what I'm saying? Everything, you know what I'm saying, stems from something, you know what I'm saying? That's cause and effect with anything that you deal with, brother, and I could get deeper and deeper with what I'm talking about, but you know what I'm saying? In Chicago, all the stuff that's going on, man, it's due to a lot of nonsense through you know what I'm saying, our hip-hop culture, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of it got to do with our lifestyles, you know what I'm saying?
True.
It's poverty stricken almost everywhere around here, you know what I'm saying? People ain't got no money, you know what I'm saying? They got to find things to do. If you on this block and the next man on the next block trying to mess with your money, what you think going to happen? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's
right.
been going on before us. That's been going on way before us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was happening with the Italians and Al Capone and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's just something that's going to keep going on, but we got to get to the stem of the problem. We can't just keep targeting things that we want to try to blame to say that this what influenced that and all that. We got to get to the stem of the problem, man, you know. But it is what it is, man. But, you know, we about good music and East Side lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, up in Chicago, baby. My man Peso, you know what I'm saying?
Know that.
Man, that's love, dog, man. I mean, you know, hey, man, I'm kind of speechless, man. I don't know what to say, man. You know, when
man,
you
it's all good, brother, you know. It's all good. We just, you know, like I say, man, sometimes we just got to not be so ignorant, man, and read between the lines, man, and stop trying to, like I say, blame other things for what we know is really going on, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
All I can say is it's a big distraction, you know, but it is what it is, man. But, you know, we're going to make this happen through the music, regardless of the violence in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I wish it stopped, but, hey, we grinding, man. We trying to get music out here and have people turned up on some real music.
That's true, man. Man, I feel you, man. I mean, you know, my thing is, man, like, look, guy, man, 17-year-old JK called in, man, and just schooled me on some things, man, saying what type of music is already want to be heard. You know, and just to get off of a little bit, Pico, hey, man, I heard you made a house track, man, back in the day, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, I ain't going to, you know what I'm saying, brag and boast on it, but, you know, I'm the guy that created the whole little juke thing up in Chicago, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
so, like, the whole little juke thing, you know, and I'm not saying I started, like, the whole, like, footwork house music style of music. It's just I was the first DJ / producer that incorporated the word juke and let me see you juke and all that kind of stuff inside of a track. You know what I'm saying? So since I did that, it was like it just kind of became a movement after that. You know what I'm saying?
Word, man. You know, I had to get your props out on that one, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I appreciate it,
man. There's so many calls
yeah,
to call
sure
me in, man. Yeah, no problem, man.
Oh, yeah, we support, man. If don't nobody know nothing else about Final Level Records, man, we support everybody, man. We some of the people in Chicago that's trying to tell other people, hey, look, man, we can't keep knocking each other down, man. We got to support each other, yo. That's the only way for it to work.
Exactly.
Wow. Amen to that, man. I mean, thanks, man. I mean, I appreciate that, man. You guys, man, want to say something to Pete, man? You know what I'm saying?
What am, cool?
What's that demo, sir?
I'm glad you said logged in, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy, Fleek Diller, man, for doing this thing. You know, he got a good thing going with this little internet radio station thing. We gonna support you even more. This ain't just a one-time thing because, you know, I'm on the show up. Prince the Goat's on the show. You know, we're going to be calling up supporting you. So y'all support that westernworld1.com and the dope.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Well, Pete, man, look, man, we're going to keep on that seg, man. We ain't got that much time, man. But, man, I'm glad you called in, my dude. Man, it's show us some love, man.
No doubt. It's all good, baby.
All right, boy, holla at you. Hey, Peso, Ghost, you still online? Chris Ghost, is he online or just me and you, Peso?
I'm here. I'm on deck. I thought he was still online.
Okay, he probably stepped away from the phone real quick, man. Well, all right, man, well, I tell you what, man, I'm going to take one more call, man, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to have to clear the line a little bit. Let me see who else we got here, man. There's so many to choose from, man. I'm trying to get everybody in, man. I'm sorry, man. But, hey, any, mini money, mo.
Mo.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that. Okay.
Hey. All
right, call it.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, who is it? 773-596 number. Who is that?
Man, it's Ghost, man. I had to help. You know, I lost.
Are you ready to go?
I'm trying to see where you was at, bro.
When I lost signal, Joe, I was man, Joe. I'm tweaking. I'm like, dang.
Oh, man, you good, man. You good, man. Let me see what we got here, man. Caller number 773-474. Who is this? Hello? Look, man, they scared. That's all right, man. Hey, man, you two guys, man, y'all rap a little bit, man. Let me go ahead, man. I'm going to put something out there, man. I heard about the little guy, man. What's my man's name, man? You know, he had on the little JoJo hoodie. And, you know, he got shot up, man, the other day on Christmas Day, I think it was.
You talking about Josh?
Yeah, little J-Loud, Chicago rapper J-Loud, was killed.
Yeah,
wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What's up with that, man? How do you guys feel about something like that, man?
Man, truthfully, man, I'm from that hood, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Inglewood, so it's a lot of real business going on in the hood, man. These shawty's losing their mind, Joe. It's basically about clicks. You know, truthfully, right now, how it's going, you know, BDs against GDs right now. So, if either side that get caught lacking, somebody going to get killed. That's just how it's going right now. And you can't really talk to them, man, because these shorties don't want to hear nothing no more.
Yeah, that's deep right there, you know. That's real deep. I didn't hear about the daddy getting shot up. It's happening on the hoodie, man. But, man, just, you know, prayer works through anything, though, you know. I mean, some people say, you know, prayer this, prayer ain't going to do that, prayer ain't going to do that. But if you know, just sit down and try, you know. I just hope our shorties get they mind right, man. I flew across seas to Egypt before, you know.
Right,
and
right.
Just to get out of the hood element and to see something else will change your whole life perspective about what you want to do with life. Again, like I said, all they see is what's on the block right now, so they're going to adapt to that. With anybody, you're going to adapt to your situation. They need to do more. We need to do more to get our youth, you know what I'm saying, in some type of other rotation, man.
Yeah, man, they cutting up, man. It's too much. You know what I'm saying? Like this is an example of how bad this got. I'm gonna be truthful with you. I'm riding in the car with my lady, and you know some niggas. You know, it just happened. Some niggas dissed me in a song, called me on my name, and I responded back. And I responded back. You know, my song wasn't violent or nothing. It was just making fun of him. You know what I'm saying? He responded back violently and took all his music down off YouTube. And next thing you know, I go in my hood and I got niggas trying to shoot at me and chasing me down in the car.
Wow.
This the other day. You know what I'm saying? So I could have lost my life the other day. you know, do because of this rap shit. You know what I'm saying? And what's going on? So it's just, man, be careful. That's all I can tell people.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's real out here. You know what I'm saying? You know.
And the thing is, I hear about a lot of these celebrities, you know, and people in different states. You know, these artists talk about carrying guns. A lot of these states got a, you know what I'm saying, a gun permit where you can carry the concealed weapon. So I don't look at that as them being thugs, because you, I mean, you actually can carry a gun in some of these states and cities. In Chicago,
right, right.
We don't have that, but at the same time, all of our young men or men is threatened because we got to carry a gun. I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be 100, man. Going to our shows and stuff, 9 times out of 10, we all canned up to go do some music. You hear me? We're going to entertain, but we got to ride around with cannons because you never know what's going to happen. And this ain't, you know, we don't have no permits. You get bumped, you dead. You know what I'm saying? They booking you. But this is what you got to do. And it, you know what I'm
pretty
saying?
Much.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, but, you know, that's what you got to do.
Wow. So basically, if a kid, I mean, if you're sending out a rap and you dissing, so it kind of do come back to the fact that, I mean, it kind of flips on that if I send a shout-out or send a dish out to somebody from a group, they're coming at your head pretty much versus it's all in fun. That's not cool, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's stupid, man. You know what I'm saying? And people who it's certain rappers. Like, my name, I don't know if it got a buzz or not, but I know DJs rocking with me and a few Chicago artists that's kind of on rocking with me. But the guy who dissed me, he's somebody who's not a nobody. He's nobody. So, you know, I guess by me responding back kind of made him mad or whatever. I guess I'm supposed to sit on a throne like Jay-Z or Kanye and not say nothing. No, I'm not going to let no nigga call me on my name. No, that's not what we do because you don't know me, so... But at the end of the day, though, man, if people want to take it to the next level, though, you know, this is what's going on. That's how Lil JoJo got killed, because everybody's taking it to the next level. Instead of keeping it on tracks, that's what I was saying, the streets entering the music, and, you know, the music is going, it's just, that's how it's going.
So it's just not Chicago. So it's pretty much worldwide, so it's just not Chicago then, basically.
Right. It's worldwide. Like, I mean, like Cassidy and what's his name, Meek Mills?
Yeah.
Right now, that's a publicity stunt, you know what I'm saying, for both of them to put each other on, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But if it was fake, you know, that would be carried on in a different way.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So, I mean, well, then, why they putting, you know, like Chief Keef and Lil JoJo? So, you know what I'm saying, like they said, you know, Chief Keef, they said he had something to do with it, but he wasn't there, you know what I'm saying? So he said he was affiliated. But, you know, he wasn't, you know what I'm saying, I guess it's called guilt by association or whatever. I mean, I like your song, Sosa. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to clear a little brother name, you know what I'm saying, because he's from Chicago. But it's a little bit too much to touch that kind of water, man, because I don't know nothing about it. You know what I mean?
The whole thing, it comes from the gang-banging aura. You know, I mean, you know, so, I mean, everybody who's a part of something, on this side, we don't like that side. So, like, it basically, they disrespecting it. Like, first it comes from disrespecting the clique. You disrespect my clique, I'm going to disrespect yours. So, you shoot at my clique, I'm going to shoot yours. I'm going to kill one of yours if you kill mine. Now, they taking it to rap. So, when you take it to rap, people, you know, already want to see violence. So, when you take it there and you keep, you know, pushing it, that's what people want to keep seeing. So now everybody wants to do it because they think that's what's working. So now they want to kill people for real and rap about it.
Wow.
Exactly.
Man. Make a bar, huh?
The mentality of that, huh?
Wow.
That's all they want to do.
Wow. Well, man.
So the media pushes, you know, like movies and cartoons or anything that's dealing with violence. People want to be a part of it. They think it's something funny or, like, it's a game when people's lives are actually getting took.
Exactly. Half of them can't even hold a gun straight. They holding the gun with one hand. They ain't how you shoot, man.
Don't know what they shooting at. They just playing around like
yeah.
It's just a game.
Don't hit the one. Never hit the target, though. Never hit who you really aiming at. You know, it's always somebody that's innocent, man. Rest in peace to the boy Malcolm, man. Engineer, DJ, producer, man, lost his life over some stupid stuff like that, man. My man wasn't even part of none of that, man. None of that, you know what I'm saying? Got hit by a stray because somebody was shooting at somebody else over some rap goofy stuff, man. It's just crazy, man. My word to everybody is just, you know, protect yourself, man, and, you know, don't always be the big head, the loud mouth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be easy, you know. Be easy, man. And if it comes, same thing I tell my girl, man. Once you in it, though, you in it, you know. Ain't no falling back, you know what I'm saying? Somebody come shoot at your crib, what you gonna do? I mean, you really ain't left with no choice but, you know what I'm saying, to handle your business out here, man. So
wow.
Just walk your steps, man, and pray. That's my thing, man. I always say a prayer, man. Every day I pray to the Father, you know what I'm saying, that he bless me every day that I'm breathing.
And praise God on that one, man. I mean, you know.
For sure.
That, like I got saved, you know what I mean? And I still love, you know what I'm saying, this side, you know what I'm saying, this side, you know what I'm saying, this is a heat side, but to me it's an art. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's like, okay, cool. You hear about the thugs, the GDs, the Vice Lords, the Bones, whatever. But in some ways, shape, form, or fashion, we all affiliated. You know what I mean? We all affiliated. I don't care what gang you're in. Like, for instance, the Rick Ross thing, GDs supposed to be doing what they're supposed to be doing to Rick Ross. See, with the media, you don't know what the media is really portraying. You know what I'm saying? It's all personal. You got to really be affiliated in order to really know what's going on. And I try to clear, you know what I'm saying, like Chicago, which I can't because, you know, everybody is grown. You feel what I'm saying? But my whole thing is, man, you try to give them that love, you know what I'm saying, on that point. But, you know, what's your thoughts on that, man? You know, Peso or Ghost, what's your thoughts on that, man? How you feel about that Rick Ross thing?
Well, truthfully, just because I'm from the city that birthed the GDs, man, I don't get into the media things or things I hear on the internet because I don't know, you know what I'm saying, what's true or not. Some people say that, you know, the GDs shut down his thing, and then he say that, you know what I'm saying, he plugged, ain't nobody shut down nothing. So I really don't care too much about that because I don't know enough to care about it, you know what I'm saying? Only thing that I am saying is that, I mean, that's that man's life. I mean, he know how he carry himself, you know. That man is in charge of his own destination, so only he know the truth, you know. Whether he doing, you know, his little front on the blog page just saying that, you know, he plugged, you know.
Right, man. Right, man.
Hey, truthfully, I'm going to tell it like this. I'm gonna keep it like real with it, you know. I know my man's face. I don't want to slander no other artist. Me personally, he came out lying about him, you know, about being a CEO, you know, whatever the hell he was, a correctional officer. He lied about that. So I'm not gonna believe that you're plugged, and I'm not gonna believe that you're saying nobody and shut your show down because it's a possibility. All these lies, you know, he's just a liar. Period. You know what I'm saying? You can't be, like, my thing is, I listen to your songs. You can't be outside pushing cocaine all goddamn day if you're doing 5 shows in one day, 10 interviews in one day. You got to think about it. Shit don't add up.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I don't, none of this stuff add up to me. All these niggas that talk about all this, oh, I'm pushing keys, I'm going to the boat, I'm going overseas. You can't do this because you're always on YouTube in a new interview every other day.
Right, I
so
see.
You got to look at what people say and what they do.
Yeah, it's a good opinion right there. Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really believe none of that crap come out of Rick Ross' mouth about, man, them dudes on him. First off, he disrespecting anybody. You know, he disrespecting the religious side and the gangbanger side. You know, he put his face on the star, and, you know, he ain't got nothing to do with either side. So, he shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Yeah. All I know is about me and Matt Sleep. You know what I'm saying? I don't get into none of that shit.
No, I don't want to get into it either. You know what I'm saying? But I just from what I'm seeing, you know what I'm saying? You know it's wrong. You shouldn't do it. That's like me, goddammit. If I know I'm into it with Nike, you know, and I'm on the side of Adidas, I'm not finna go in Adidas wearing Nike.
Yeah. I feel you, man. I feel you. But you know what, man? I ain't even gonna, you know, we ain't even gonna get on it. You know what I mean? I mean, people. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. But without further ado, man, I gotta bring my man's in, man. That's what you know people been waiting for too, man. I got my man, Chicago's very own Mr. Bo Deal. Bo Deal, you in the building?
Yeah, what's poppin'? What's cracking?
What's going on, Samo?
Man, I can't call it. Just working, man. Grinding.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, we got my boy Peso. We got Prince Ghost. We got Bo Deal, man. Hey, man, I mean, this is what we want to know, man, because we ain't got that much time, man. How did you start Killer Clan, man? How did that go about?
That started actually just a bunch of niggas that grew up together, put something together, doing something positive. So, you know what I'm saying, we just channeled all the negative shit and put it towards something positive and started pushing from there. So, you know, before the Brick Squad thing and all that kicked off, we was already repping Clan, so I already had my own movement going before, you know, we even got on with the squad.
Oh, I feel you. Okay. All right, man, well, dog, you know, what all you got going on right now, man? Tell me some stuff that you're going to get ready to drop for us, man.
Well, right now, I just dropped Welcome to Clanville on the 15th. The last month, you know what I'm saying? It's like going close to like 200,000 hits on live mixtapes. Got a gang of them on all the other internet websites. We got a gang of them off in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Major features on it from Keith, Dirk, Yo Gotti, Uncle Murder. I got Frenchie on. I got a gang of major features, gang of major production from Southside, 808 Mafia, Lex Luger. I got J Moss, I got Donye on it, I got everybody, man, just working,
okay,
man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, well, you know what, man, my real question is, let's say right now, man, you know, if I was Prince Ghost or if I was Peso, man, I'm trying to get on, man, I'm kind of affiliated a little bit, man. But you know what I'm saying? You know, you bring Chicago back a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? You bring the heat waves. I'm not going to say a little bit, but you is waking Chicago up, too. Like, for somebody like that, man, that's just not really out here, but I'm out here and I got good quality, man, how can I get in contact with you? Like, you know, to do something with you or just to, you know, just to hear me out. What can I do?
Man, you can hit me at Bo Deal Booking. BoDealBooking@gmail.com. Like certain people, especially from the city, I don't send through Mazay Entertainment. Like I don't send them through management because the management gonna put their taxes on it and put all, you know, that extra tax on it. So I be trying to show the brothers love, man. Like I know it's hard coming up, and a lot of these artists don't like to show love, man. So I try and reach back and work with brothers with their budgets and show them love. You know what I'm saying? And get it done. You know, on their budget, man. You know, so that's the type of love I've been getting, so I try and give back.
That's love, man. That's what's up, man. And also, too, I know it was a couple of months back, man. I think it was kind of a, I don't know, I'm just saying, just through the grapevine, that it was the reason why they was throwing, like, these entertainment meetings with the DJs and everything, because they said that, you know, Mr. Bo Deal's going to get ready to start going at them because they're not getting that much airplay on the radio. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going to say... I don't know. We just don't say
what. I hear you say what.
I've been hearing, man, that they've been like the DJs, you know, like all the radio stations have to have a meeting, man, because they like Bo Deal's going to get ready to put something out because Chicago they're not playing Chicago music. They play, you know, other people's music before they play music here, man. And I was just trying to see if that's true.
No, that ain't true. I don't even focus on the radio. Like my main focus, I eat good off of my features and my shows from the grind and the legwork, from putting, you know, grinding, going city to city or hitting these streets, you know what I'm saying, killing these shows. Like I don't focus on that. You know what I'm saying? I seen my man Trader Truth hurt himself by doing that. Something happened to one of them radio DJs and then it got him banned from radio, period. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, certain things, it ain't worth it. Like,
you know, one thing for sure, two things for certain, if you grind hard enough, man, you can definitely eat good off of doing what you do without the radio, really.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Well, you know what, I tell you what, man, I don't know if Prince Ghost or Peso got some questions for you, man. You know, we only got about a couple of minutes on the show. Apologies to that, man. You know, the internet was kind of acting crazy on my part. But y'all got some questions for Mr. Bo? You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all chop it up in the club, but, you know, it's real in the club, but it ain't real in the club. You feel me? Cause
I'm just right all day.
I'm in tune with the boy, Bo. What's up, my nigga?
What's poppin', bro?
At the same time, shit, I just, like I said, I see the grind from my whole city, you know what I'm saying? Back down to, you know, LEP, my man Coach Steel, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple tracks with Coach Steel. So he said it's about the leg work and the grind, man. You got to grind because you ain't gonna get nowhere if you don't grind, man. You can't just sit up in there and think you're going to press stuff over the internet and think it's going to happen. Not saying that it can't, but it's better when you get out here and let these people see the face with the music. So, you know, shout out to the Mobo deal. Straight up.
That's what's
exactly,
up, man.
I salute all y'all. Man, that's how it's working.
Hey, I just recently had a show up there. Hey, now it's with Bo Deal rocking the joint, too, though, Joe. He killed it. He brought the whole clan up there. I knew niggas in this crowd and shit. You know, it all come off from grinding. You know, I've been watching it moving for a long time. At the temple on 73rd Stony Island. I forgot fam name. That being Killer Clan. He was up there before. I met him. That's grand. He been doing that shit forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, straight up. You know, I came home from the joint in 04. So like from 05 all the way to now, I just been going hard, man. And, you know, it don't happen overnight. It happened overnight for some people. Like I seen Keith and them, you know, make that move and get that shit popping without putting basically hardly no money behind it and none of that shit. It just caught on, but you know, that's like that one in every million. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
You know, for everybody else, you got to grind, but to stay relevant, you just got to keep pushing, man, and make them respect you. Just, you know, as long as the music good and you stay consistent with it, keep your face in the place and network in the right way, you know, you'll stay out there.
Right. Well, you know what, Bo, man, I got a little homie, man. I'm going to put it out there, man. Little JK, you on the line? I don't know if he's still on. Let me see if he's still on. Little JK, you on the line still?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Bo Deal, man. Little JK, man, been, you know, he been trying to, you know, say what's up to you, man, forever, man. And I'm going to put it out there, man. Little JK, that's my son, y'all. He be saying, I don't know nobody.
Right.
So, Bo Deal, what you want to say to little JK? Or JK, what you want to say to little Bo Deal? I mean, big Bo Deal. Sorry about that.
Just all love, bro. Hey, JK, hey, keep grinding, man. Whatever it is you're doing, man, keep doing it, man. And, you know, can't nobody stop you, man. Anything you want to do, I honestly believe you can get it as long as you keep pushing and fuck what another person say. Like, you know, with my music, there's some people that love my shit and there's some that don't. The ones that don't, I just tell them, hey, it ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? I don't get mad. I can take the constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel what – I don't feel I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed to be respected by – the artists that's younger than me, like the Chief Keefs and the Lil Durks and the Lil Reeses, like they respect me and honor me to the fullest. And then I'm respected by the OGs that paved the way for us too, like, you know, Snipers and Crucial Conflict and Do or Die, Common, Twista, like all them respect me too. So, you know, to be respected by the younger generation and the older generation, and I'm off in the middle, like that's a blessing, man, because everybody don't get a chance to get that type of love. So, you know, keep on working, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. Man, I want to say, man, you know, like, I want to say a big up to my boy Tech N9ne, too, man. We've been knowing that man for a minute, man. And he finally gets some airways, you know what I mean? So I want to put
right
that out there, man. You know, man, Bo, Peso, Prince Ghost, man, and my closing remarks, man, I want to thank y'all, man, for just even making this an epic show, man. This is one of the best shows that I can really, truly, honestly say if this don't go down in history, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all now, man. It's out there. It's been made. Y'all put y'all blood, sweat, and tears in it, man. I love all you brothers, man, for even just showing me that love, because y'all could be somewhere else, man, doing what y'all been doing best, and that's grinding, man. You know, and I want to just say, man, stay up, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I salute all y'all brothers on this other line, man, that's doing y'all thing, man. Keep grinding, my nigga, man. I salute y'all, man. Keep that shit popping, man. Let's get it.
Well, Peso, man, okay, man. Well, I tell you what, guys, man, thank y'all for being on the show, man. I really appreciate it, man. And, man, I don't care what y'all say, man. I love y'all, man. I'm a man. I'm a strong man of God, man. I don't care. I love y'all, man. Thank you.
No doubt, killer.
Cool.
Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Let's go. Let's go. Dennis Lies.